The Hour's lead story, Egyptian peace diplomacy has won the limited support of Saudi Arabia, but the details of the Israeli peace plan have yet to win Egyptian approval. This is Bob Kane, NBC News.
It's 25 degrees as Wave News Watch continues at 11:05. This is Norm West.
Vocational school programs.
The 97-way forecast from meteorologist Tom Wills. Cloudy and cold with snow flurries likely overnight, low 20. Cold tomorrow with skies becoming partly cloudy by afternoon, high 32. Mostly sunny and warmer Friday. Precipitation chances 40% overnight, 20% tomorrow, and 10% Friday. Currently in Louisville, the pressure is rising from an even 30, wind west-southwest at 10. Relative humidity 74%, and with light snow reported at Stanford Field, it's 25 degrees. This is Norm West.
Griff Reinhardt, 97 Wave.
Music from Orleans, 97 Wave Radio, you still to one. It's 11-11. Kind of bad news out of Freedom Hall tonight. Both of our home teams went down to defeat. There are good people they're playing against, though, so it's not so bad. DeMatha defeated Shelby County 75-64, and it was Verbum Dei, as I'm told you're supposed to pronounce it. Who knows? They're out in Los Angeles. Who cares? 69-68 over Ballard. A close one. You heard it right here on 97 Wave Radio. And our next sports event, more basketball tomorrow night. It's on my bulletin board someplace. Ah, yes. Tomorrow night, it's University of Louisville playing second-ranked Marquette. Jack Tennant, Joe Knight will be on hand for the pregame activities at 7:30 tomorrow evening.
Happy holiday to Wave Country. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Sounds of the season from Tony Bennett. A little Christmas medley for you. It's 11:18.
A 97 Wave fact. Over the past 5 years, there's been nearly $2 billion worth of construction in the Louisville area, with a projected additional $3 billion over the next 5 years. South Central Bell alone is investing $23 million. Residential building last year was up 11%, and we now have over 2,800 condominium units in this area. Another fact about growth and development in the Louisville metropolitan area, the dynamic heart of Wave Country.
Hi, everybody. This is Gary Hahn, Wave Radio Sports. February 2nd at 7:55, the Bellarmine Knights go on the road to play Kentucky State at Frankfort. I'll be calling the play-by-play for you right here on 97 Wave. Try to attend all Bellarmine home games, but when you can't, follow the Knights on the road and tune in for the Kentucky State game from Frankfort, February 2nd at 7:55, right here on 97 Wave, your Bellarmine radio station.
And you get to kiss your favorite 97 Wave DJ on the air. It's our way of saying Merry Christmas.
Griff Reinhardt.
Oh, yeah, me. I forget this constantly. Little things like that slip my mind from time to time. It's 11:24 at 97 Wave Radio. This is Frank Sinatra.
This is Gary Hahn here at Wave Radio. I work in the sports department of 97 Wave. And from my home to your family and friends, the happiest of holidays.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas. It's 11:31, 97 Wave weather, meteorologist Tom Wills. Cloudy and cold, snow flurries are likely tonight, low down to 20. Should be cold tomorrow, skies becoming partly cloudy by afternoon, high 32, warmer for Friday. And kind of warm, mild chance of showers on Christmas Day. Right now, a little bit of light snow, it's 25. This is Barry Manilow.
WABE.
Ninety-seven Wave Radio, music from Dave Mason, and it's 23 minutes before 12 o'clock midnight. Jerry Tucker is on vacation starting tonight. Bob Bomar will be sitting in on the all-night flight, midnight 5. These are the Carpenters. Carpenters, I need to be in love. I need it, I tell you. It's 1140, 97 Wave Radio. I'm going to try to read the bulletin board to you, but I warn you, my voice may go out at any time. I don't know what's happened to me tonight. Must be something in the air, but I'm going to give it the old 97 Wave try, friends. The Red Cross must be prepared to supply blood to hospitals whenever it's needed. And the Louisville Regional Red Cross Blood Center is in short supply. This holiday season, won't you please go by 510 East Chestnut and give. Louisville's Children's Theater is having a Christmas party, and everybody's invited. It's at 10:30 in the morning this coming Friday. A special production of The Little Match Girl will be presented. After the show, the entire audience will be invited on stage to enjoy refreshments with the cast. Santa Claus will also be there to listen to Christmas wishes. And for further information, you call 893-7788. You can get reservations that way, too. We'll air your organization's message free of charge. All you got to do is write the details to Bulletin Board, Wave Radio, Box 32970, Louisville, Kentucky, 40232.
We're Prime Heart.
Well, I would say that she's probably gone, judging from the lyrics of the song. Daryl Hall, along with John Oates, 97 Wave Radio with Rip Reinhart, 14 away from midnight.
A 97 Wave fact. Despite the recession, residential building and remodeling has been going on increasingly all over the Louisville metro area. Home loans are up 25%. Clark and Floyd counties, Indiana, and Jefferson, Oldham, and Bullitt counties have many new developments. There's new housing vitality in the older sections of Louisville also. Another fact about growth and development in the Louisville metropolitan area, the dynamic heart of Wave Country.
The true spirit of Christmas is in a gift of a toy or an item of clothing for an underprivileged child. You can take part by placing such a gift under the 97 Wave Christmas tree in Bashford Manor Mall on Bardstown Road, south of the Watterson. If you want, you may tag the gift with your name, but do not wrap it. That's so the workers can see what age child the gift is for when they distribute the gift Christmas weekend through a group of community agencies. Please put your gift under the 97 Wave Christmas tree in Bashford Manor Mall today.
I'm Tammy Neely, and I'm at the Cloister, and I want to wish Jerry a Merry Christmas.